Scott, why don't we turn on the internet? All right, good morning. It is May 8th, 2012. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commission. We have a work session scheduled for this morning in case numbers PU-11-163 and PU-11-165, Montana Dakota Utility Company and Otter Tail Power Company, Advanced Determination of Prudence Big Stone Air Applications. For anyone who may be listening in, and for the record, this is Tony Clark, and my fellow commissioners can introduce themselves.
Good morning, Kevin Kramer.
Welcome. Good morning, Brian Kulk.
From staff?
Patrick Fawn.
Ilana Jeffcoat-Sacco.
And we also have in the room a number of representatives from both utility companies as well as other commission staff and interested parties. We have before us a draft order for discussion purposes, and I think this has all been circulated around, so we should all have a copy of it. Mm-hmm. It basically follows the discussion that we had last time with regard to trying to set out a course for how to deal with the South Dakota's decision to choose SCR over SNCR technology for control of NOx. The paragraph that I think probably paragraphs that detail that discussion the most are 34 through 37, and I'm interested in,
well,
I feel fairly comfortable with it myself, but I'm interested in hearing what others think. Of course, I, along with Pat and Alon, had worked on a bit of it, so.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, Tony. I mean, paragraph 37, with that language in there, I'm okay with where we're going here. But that was the part that absolutely had to be in here.
I guess my question is to the staff would be, does paragraph 37 in any way diminish the finding of prudence? In other words, does it help? I agree with all of the discussion we've had, and asked pretty specific questions regarding the technologies and which is the least cost versus the least resistance at the end of the day. Does this provide the companies, assuming that it's important to provide the companies the certainty that they need to do the right thing and keep Big Stone as the most cost-effective and viable alternative? Pat?
I guess, without getting into you'd have to be able to read maybe the minds of the companies in order to determine if this is enough for them, but I believe it sets forth as much as the commission was thinking that they would be willing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And is there another, if you ask that question in another way, maybe, did I answer your question?
Yeah, no, you did. I mean, it's not that much I knew, but there's nothing additional that gives me a greater sense of comfort. Because, as I think I said at the last work session, I just want to make sure that we do this thing right and that we don't get so clever that we issue an order that's really not helpful.
Yeah, we say, the commission says directly that Big Stone, is the best option, keeping Big Stone going, and that they do, and we know they need to meet the environmental rules.
Yeah, I understand.
And in some way,
mm-hmm.
but we're not at this point We're not making a decision about which technologies are used.
Choosing a particular technology.
Right.
In some ways, is it that much different than the original ADP? It's written a little bit in the opposite way, but is it that much different than the original ADP order where there was, it was left undecided with regard to supercritical or ultra-supercritical technology? It was, I mean, we didn't select a particular technology.
Correct.
There, it was...
No, but there was sort of a minimum threshold that we were comfortable with, and the additional thresholds were...
Yeah, that's what I say. I mean, it was kind of written...
Yeah, reversed, but...
Okay.
Anticlimactic, right? I mean, this is where I'm at right now, that we still, the companies have to do what they have to do. I think it's prudent to keep it going. I'm comfortable with this, but... Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at. Mm-hmm. So I'm ready to vote on it whenever we need to.
Yeah, I'm not uncomfortable with it either, except that I would have been comfortable even without it, trusting the choice in the South Dakota SIP. But after thorough, I mean, just given the testimony not only of the applicants, but the testimony of the advocates' witness. But this is fine.
Should we do, could order 1A be tweaked a bit where it's no determination is made in this order regarding the prudence? Of whether SCR or SNCR technology.
That might be helpful, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
So
it's a little bit, but it's a little, yeah, I think that's... May seem redundant, but it's probably worth noting. Yeah, I think so. I'd be comfortable with that.
Which I think puts a little bit
more teeth in it.
Well, more to the idea that
we're not passing a judgment.
Right, we're not just not passing judgment on which one should be selected, but it acknowledges that one should be.
Mm-hmm. Sure, I can see that.
Or regarding the prudence of which technology should be selected to deal with, you know. So it's more that we're just not blessing any particular.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I guess you could do it one of both ways. But there are a couple of technologies that I've mentioned. And then
right. I mean, those are really the only two.
Those are the ones. Those are the options being discussed.
Right.
So it seems.
There was one that was even more expensive, as I recall.
Yeah, that would help me.
Okay.
You guys have
I think
hard
it's really
on, a, you've worked hard on it. I appreciate it a lot.
It's really the notion that we're trying to not lock in a future commission with decisions about, I think, cost allocation as much as anything else between different states.
It is. The thing that's one of the things, and maybe it shouldn't be a complicating factor because it's a principle. It's not, you know, but we are talking about a plant outside of North Dakota, but two utilities that the vast majority of their service, especially one of them service area, is North Dakota. So we have this sort of, they have a higher responsibility to North Dakota, and we clearly have a higher responsibility to them because of it. And
right.
So.
Well, the, yeah.
Right.
When the bigger of the two allocator factors is 10%.
Right. Yeah. Good point.
That's good. Is the next regular meeting what you're thinking for this order? Or are you doing something other than that?
Tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow. I don't mind doing a special if we need to. I'm going to be calling into the to the next meeting. But
well, you might want it. We might want to do it with you here if we want to do this. That's up to you, I guess. It's your portfolio.
And there may be some time reasons to get a kick.
Well, I'm wide open tomorrow morning.
Yeah, this is a great week for me to do a special if you want to do it.
I'm wide open.
You want to do it tomorrow?
Let's do a special meeting tomorrow morning and move on.
Okay.
I don't think anybody here would object to that.
Well, they drove all this way for coffee. Flew over hard, that doesn't matter to me, but
Because all we have to do is that one minor tweak that you have.
That's fine. That helps me.
The day is today, the 8th, May 9th.
Just want to make sure there's not some fatal flaw I'm forgetting here. Oh, I do have a conference at Shiloh for Abel's confirmation at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. So other than that, I'm good. So it has to be later.
Would 9:30 work?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good by me.
Let me.
Good grief.
Subject to check, that should be. There may be one little issue. If there is, I'll just let you know. And
would it be better at 10?
Let's make it. Does 10 help you, Tony?
I don't know. I may have to drive for a track meet. It's either. I just can't remember which day it is this week. But I was thinking it was Thursday or Friday, not tomorrow. Let's go ahead and set it for whenever it works
Thursday
for you tomorrow.
Thursday are fine with me, too, so
yeah,
just wait and see which ones.
I'm going to the telephone thing tomorrow afternoon in Fargo.
Let's set it for tomorrow morning, whenever works for both of you.
10, 10:30, 11, 11:30. That's
let's go for 10.
10, okay.
That work for you, Pat? Hold on.
I think so. I have a meeting tomorrow morning, but I don't know what time it is. Is that 10?
Okay. Is there anything else?
I might get back to you on the time.
Okay.
Figure it out.
Yep.
Sounds like we're open. Very good. With that, we'll close the work session on case numbers PU-11-163 and PU-11-165. Thank you.